Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over Venice, Louisiana way and check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Good morning, Mike. What's going on, bud?
Morning. Oh, I'm here chasing one of them nannies. I'm supposed to went back to Venice today, but, you know, the way that storm was acting 2 days ago, I had to...
Well, it looked like you were in the, path of uncertainty.
Yeah. And I can't, you know, it's not fair to make people drive down there and then that happens. So we just shut it down.
Stay home and hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that's fun.
Life's good for an outdoorsman.
Yeah. Flip-flops and shorts, I guess it is.
There you go, man.
Except for that 5 inches of rain we got Sunday night.
Yeah, I thought about you. I got a pretty good rain and saw all that go up through your area. I said, man, that river bottom ain't dry anymore.
No, it's just not. You know, it's funny, the open roads, it's got water in them and stuff. And once you get in the woods, you know, it sucked that water up so quick it was under them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a little bit.
When I get like 3.5 inches and I didn't even have any pooling, it just drank it up.
Oh, yeah. You know, with a little bit of a rut still hanging in there, I saw a really good deer Monday evening. Still chasing a doe. And we had some doe. I mean, we had some deer chasing those over the weekend, too. But we got some really nice deer out there. Just getting the opportunity to kill them. Youngest grandson shot that big 10. I mean, that big 8. That I was telling you about.
Right.
Oh, open morning. And never found him.
Y'all never did find it.
Nope. And I mean, we searched for 4 or 5 hours. I don't know. I mean, he definitely hit that deer because you could hear the whop for
forever. You could hear the slap. We think he just hit it low.
I don't know. Evidently, I don't know. You know, that's deer hunting, though.
And well, it is. You know, and with it warm like this and as fat as some of these deer are, they don't leave a good blood trail right now. They'll leave a little bit at impact, but it'll just it'll go away. It'll turn into little droplets.
I mean, there wasn't nothing at impact or anything. So
no hair, no nothing.
Nothing we could find, no.
Unreal.
But, you know, it was so dry Saturday morning. Mm. I mean, you could even, because Rusty said that he was looking at him through binoculars, and he said that deer bowed up when he thumped him. And but it's so dry that you can't find no tracks or anything.
Right.
He kind of shot him on a little clay hill. Well, naturally, he wasn't going, you know, as hard as a rock.
Right. Yeah, Blaine.
But they wasn't a whole lot.
Kid lose one, too, a 10-pointer.
Yeah.
This past weekend, and they looked and looked, and he's been staying. He's still down there. He's looking for birds, but that deer hadn't gone down yet. No caracaras on him yet.
No, it's the same thing here. I've been watching for him, but the problem we got out there, them cows find him first, and they'll clean him up. And them birds don't have a chance getting on him.
We got coyotes.
Yes, we do.
They're getting as bad as pigs now. I mean, coyote populations are, they're pretty abundant.
You won't talk about pigs. We got them.
You got them pigs, buddy.
there's a set of 40 that is every color in the book.
That's a sounder Zebra right blue. There. That's a
there's
that's,
a blue one in there.
A blue one?
Yep. Saturday evening, me, Rustin, and his daddy, all seen the same group. And I'm telling you, for them to make it to me, from where Rustin and Rusty were hunting, it's a trek, but they made it. And I'm telling you, they're buttered, ball fat. Nicest set of woods hogs I've probably ever looked at.
Wow.
And, you know, we all wanted to pull the trigger, but it's opening day and it's hot, so just gonna have to let it work out. Keep them fed, and we ain't gonna have to worry about pork sausage or meat for sausage this year.
Well, that's true.
And I'm talking about their fat. And, you know, how's that? I just let some hogs pulled out and just come back, you know, after that flood. Don't know.
Well, I tell you, that flood, that Trinity River this year, that what Livingston have the gates up to, 130, 135 or something? It was a giant one. It was a big one. I know,
our nation's
down
on
my end of the world.
Right. I think the nation spoke Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Pretty loud and clear.
Yes.
That was amazing. I stayed up till 4 o'clock.
I did, too. I went to bed at 3:45.
I didn't even hunt yesterday morning. Coolest morning we've had since opening day, and I didn't hunt.
Yeah, it was. That was the coolest morning, was the next morning, and I slept in. I think I went to bed at 3:45 and then popped up at 8:30 and said,
about
well,
exactly what I've done.
Yeah, you know, my last day off, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I hear you. Boy, I don't know what the duck hunters are going to do in East Texas, because I ain't seen one yet.
Man, I mean, well, there's just no water in the river bottoms, and, man, there's just not, you know, we were so used to all these years, both sides of that Trinity River all the way down, to me, it was just all agriculture on both sides of the river, and there's not anymore.
Nope.
And there's just, it's just changed the flyway, so to speak.
Is anything on your end?
Well, the marsh has been holding birds. You know, whoever's got water, they had some good shoots. But I was hoping to go Monday, but that fell through. You know, I was going to go Monday, Wayne and I, but that didn't materialize, so I didn't get to go.
Well, you know, it opens up everywhere in the north zone, so.
Yeah.
Or central, whatever you call it. I don't know. But anyhow, it don't open until this Saturday. But
right.
I heard some of them boys at the lake can't wait till next Saturday to shoot them birds. I said, well, where y'all going to shoot? Tom Rick? Because that's all you got. We ain't got no resident ducks.
Man.
Our resident wood ducks, I don't know. I guess that flood kind of messed them up. Maybe they didn't come back. I heard one. I hunted Darlene Stand Monday evening, and I heard one old hen in there squawking a little bit. But that was
right.
It.
But yeah, but you ought to be hearing them all morning long.
Oh, absolutely. Friday morning. Friday, you know, I got in here Thursday, and I come home, got my stuff, and went to the police. I got up Friday morning and just sat on the porch there at the camp. And not a near bird. Never heard a first bird. Nothing light in there or nothing. So, don't know. Just don't know.
Well, I know them white pelicans are pouring in. I saw a bunch more coming to the coast this week. Flying flyers coming in and circling down.
That's weird. I was just fixing to say the same thing, because last day I fished last Wednesday. And then I come around a corner in one of them passes. Big old flat there, and about 100 white pelicans sitting there, and I said, boy, they showed up overnight.
Yeah, they were probably resting, probably sleeping.
No, they were trying to work a little bit. But,
oh, were they?
Yeah, but that's a long flight.
Well, I remember I had a winter day years back. Man, we couldn't get anything going. I mean, just pick and peck, and you know, on the reefs on that shoreline I live on, that was always such really good winter fishing. And I said, well, let's run up north and fish some of those deeper flats up there with mirror lures, see if we can get something going on the way up there. I saw two pelicans, and they were in there right off the drop-off on a ledge, and they'd put that head down and sneak up, and then they'd grab my mullet. And, I mean, it was one of those dead days where there's no bait activity, no signs of nothing. I troll-motored in there on them two white pelicans, and, buddy, you could not get a mirror lure back. They were about 5 feet of water, and, I mean, every fish was 5-6 pounds, just solid big trout. Just, we stayed with them pelicans for 2 hours. They wouldn't leave. We didn't scare them off. They were on that school of mullet, and that school of trout was pushing up somewhat where they could get to them.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I mean, you know,
two white pelicans, man.
Used to when I fished January and February.
Yeah,
you know, which them days are gone for me, but. Well, in January and February, that's what I look for. When I find them white pelicans, I'll never forget. I pulled up, and I had some really good fishermen in the boat, and this probably been 10 years ago. I pulled up on about 25, 30 of them, and I snuck in there to them with a trolling motor. And I said, y'all see the mud balls? Stop with the mud balls. Well, that's where them pelicans have been. I said, throw them mud balls right there.
Those are fish making those boils, man.
Yeah, there's red fish.
And pelicans don't dive down and do that.
No. It was, redfish every single cast. Anyway, we was throwing a storm swim bait, and I mean, it was unreal. It was a lot of fun. But that's the whole deal.
People, we used to catch a lot of good fish on those storm thunder sticks, you know, during time of the year, too. Mm-hmm. Boy, we slam them on those.
Yep. But, them white pelicans, don't ignore them.
No, not in January or February.
No. Absolutely, because I've seen them up probably 500 birds one spot, you know. You go down there around Southeast Bay, Blind Bay, there'd be 500 up in there swimming around. And all you got to do is watch them. When they put that head down, they on. And them poor old brown pelicans, they trying to dive around them and just starving to death.
Goodness.
No, I'm going to hunt this weekend and head back and finish up for the year. A few trips, less. I get some phone calls. I mean, if anybody wants trout right now, and I'm talking about, you got to throw them back, but we got them.
It's trout time for you guys, man. That's
that river like it is. And I checked one spot in the river itself the other day, but I didn't mark nothing, so I didn't even put the trolling motor down to try, so, but I know they're in the river, so
yeah.
But you know, you got to know what you're doing to fish a river, so it's definitely gonna be a deep drop and catch them off the bottom. I hadn't really liked them fish I had down there at Pascalucha and South Pass. I haven't caught none of them on the drop. You would think some of them fish would be suspended, but all them fish I'm catching in 20 foot of water has got to get to the bottom, and they're on a piece of structure for what it is. So.
Right. Well,
but it's a lot of fun. Once you see,
go down there and get them.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. And like we talked about, you know, you can't just throw straight down current.
No.
Because you'll never get your bait down there. It'll just.
If I'm fishing rivers or bayous or something like that, like you're talking about, I always try to position where I can throw up current, pull back with the current, get it down.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to get it down there.
That's it.
You know, I've even tried to drop straight side of the boat and still won't let it get down.
No, it don't work the same. It's better to cast out, weigh out, and let it go down and work it back.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to give you a call, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, bud.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, my friend. All right, Mike, good talking to you. I'll talk to you Saturday. Be safe, my friend.
All right, man.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to Galveston. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg this morning and see how he's doing. Morning, James.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Oh, same old. Man, it's time old? Deal. This time change sucks, man.
Why don't we just... What do we got, two states in the union that leave it the same all year? Why don't we vote to have something like that done? I thought we did.
It's stupid, dude. But we're back on, like Cameron told me, we're back on Pura Vida time because Costa Rica never changes. But,
right,
you know, everybody, man, it's great. You gain an hour. Remember when we were kids, you went to the bar, man, you'd spin it back. You got another hour. But
that's it.
You know,
another hour,
you know,
of
this
drinking.
Yeah, but you know this. When you were working, when you work with a son, you just lose that hour. It's just gone.
Yeah, I kind of like the 7 o'clock sunrise.
Yeah, but, you know, what are we, about 4 days into it? So I about got it now, but it's nasty. It's nasty. But, no, it's pretty nice this morning. Least wind, not much. Not much
at
all.
Yeah, I call it for more wind, but I don't see it. Not right now.
Nah, I'm probably going to blow tomorrow. But fishing was pretty good. We didn't go Tuesday. I just had the wrong guys on the wrong day. I could have caught them Tuesday. Tuesday morning, we'd have caught them.
Right.
They got pretty. It got pretty stupid by about noon, but I don't think you'd have needed till noon. But you know, you got to have the right guys to do, you know, that kind of stupid stuff. You got to have your guys that'll do it with you. So we didn't go Monday, and then Tuesday, more guys are coming, and I kept pushing them back. I said, "Man, I'm telling you, there's weather with this front. The weather's coming when the front passes, but it's going to get nice afterwards." Then we kept pushing it back. So we finally meet at like 8:30. Then it's raining. The front ain't really gone through. It kind of slowed down. Anyway, long story short, the front goes by. Rain quits. And it's kind of cool. And I left my bibs in the truck. We was fishing out of the boat, and I left my bibs in the truck. And, boy, you know what happens. It starts raining again. I said, man, I can't believe it.
Always.
So... anyway, man, everything is so beat up. We stop on one little place, and we catch a 19 3/4-inch trout. Nice trout. Well, there's one. This would be good. Well, it's just terrible, man. I mean, you can't find nothing. You can't see nothing. The tide was so high that every kind of marsh drain or whatever is running where there should be fish, but all the water coming out of there is nasty. You know, it's not rain. It's just ugly water.
Well, it got
and
warm,
I'm about three,
you know.
It's warm now. And I was about 3 hours into it. I said, man, you know what? I'd rather go to the gym and go swimming. This ain't no. I didn't say nothing, but that's what I'm thinking in my brain.
Right.
I said, look, man, I'm supposed to go check one more thing right here. And I went to a place where it'd been blowing off the south wind. And it actually had a little west in it, Mickey. It's almost northwest.
Right.
I said, let me go check this deal. Anyway, long story short, they're little old guts. And they're pretty easy to check. And, buddy, they were there. And we went to absolutely destroying them. Nice fish. And so we catch tails. I got back on the pilchard, man. The little pilchard I was telling you about, that little natural-looking bait that we like to throw.
Right.
It's almost like that old hoagie that we used to throw years ago. We talked about it. But anyway, we're on the pilchers, and they probably would have ate anything. It wouldn't have mattered, but I got a bunch of them. So we were burning them up, and we just sat there and caught them, and I put a number and said, hey, man, we're going to catch 20 of these fish, and we're gone. And there were redfish in there. We caught some red, some little ones. Caught. But anyway, we caught it. Actually, my old guys, one of them got something wrong with him, sick or something. Everybody, all my guys are old. And so just one guy come, Jim, and I said,
watch
look.
Watch out now. Don't be knocking on them old guys.
Hey, we were making fun of blue hairs at the pool the other day at the gym, and I looked at Boone and said, hey, man, we are blues. We just don't realize it yet.
Eagle heads. Look like eagle head blue goose.
Eagle head blues, buddy. But anyway, it got really good, Mickey. And a bunch of nice trout. I think we turned them all loose.
Yeah.
But we probably had a couple over 20 inches, might have been 21, yeah. I mean, it was good fishing, dude, and I was really close to going home. It was nasty. It was windy. It never got right. It kind of got right when I was coming home, whatever time that was, 4 o'clock or whatever it was. But
well, the more you fish, the luckier you get, that's the way it is.
Ain't that the truth, buddy? Ain't that the truth? I tell everybody, I'm not that good, but if you go enough,
that's that old saying of yours, can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, buddy. So,
how many times have we done that over the years, though? Go, man, this just stinks. I'm fed up with this. I'm going to make one more stop. I don't get a bite. I'm going to the house. And then you pull in and bingo, you got them.
Well, it's just effort, Mickey, And if I can put the effort in, I'm going to do it. Now, if I get in my brain that I'm wasting my time, but this time of year, I got a mental block about the water being so warm, and I shouldn't.
I know.
It's
still fall, whether the weather feels like it or not. It's all due to daylight hours,
Exactly. And I got to talk myself into that. I talked myself out of a lot of fish. Like, man, those fish should be here, but I'm telling you, in this water temperature, I don't think they're here, but let's try it. And you get out, and they're there. So, anyway, but here's the difference a day makes. That was the day the front hit. Now, these fish are snapping, man. We could have caught 40. We could have caught 50. I'm telling you, we pulled off of them. I said, because I'm coming back here tomorrow. So we roll back in there yesterday morning, and I know exactly where to go, exactly where to put the hook out, blah, 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 blah. In just one day's difference, we catch like 70 fish by 10:30. And we had, I caught one somewhere else. But we caught 17 legal trout, but we had to catch 70 to catch 17. We caught 17 trout in the red right there. We caught one more somewhere else. We caught 18
the day
trout
before,
red.
They were all good.
They bit. And it was a classic example. When the nice trout bite, you catch them. The pencils always bite.
Yeah,
they always bite. And I tell you what else took over yesterday, too. Is needle gars and ribbon fish. Every cast, you got a bite on a needle gar. Hey, I seen more needle gars yesterday in 4 hours than I seen all year in ribbon fish. And they're on the shrimp, too. The needles is eating the fish, and the trout are there. They just ain't biting. Every now and then, them trout would decide to bite. And all you catch is trout. You go to wailing on them. I mean, granted, a lot of them are small. But, out of the middle of all them small ones, hey, man, there's a 20-incher. That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
But there were so many little ones. And then when they would fade, now it's back to needle gars and ribbon fish. So that's the difference of day.
Trinket trash.
It was trinkets, man, And a lot of them you could have measured. I ain't sitting there going to measure every one of them. I know what 15-inch trout looks like.
Right.
But it was just funny. The difference, I had just left there like 12 hours ago, and that was the difference. The good ones just, they bit, but they really didn't bite. I mean, Jim and I, we caught very few small fish, very few small, maybe 10, and half of them, of the 10, if you'd have put them on some kind of checker stick thing, they probably were 15 inches.
Yeah.
And it was nasty, too, dude. It never got right. I thought that rain was going to go away and it was going to get nice. And even though the fishing was good, it was close not to being good. it was close to where I'm fixing to leave.
I got you. I'm with you.
But I'm gonna pull back. We're going wade fishing today. I found some stuff Thursday that's really pretty good. Some really pretty good fish. The whole deal was kind of messed up, and I kind of stumbled into them, didn't do it right. But they're all really good ones. So I'm gonna try it today, and you know, now I know how to set up and get right, and see if it's as good as I think it is. It probably ain't. We probably catch like two. But it was pretty good.
As long as you got a backup plan.
No, I got plans. I don't mean any of them are any good, but I got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of plans.
Like being
a trap. I think I saw, what was it yesterday? I glanced at it one time. It was 73, and then I think it was 75 and some change when I come in. I mean, it dropped just a little bit. But when it blows hard, I was fishing a windblown bank, but for, what, 3 or 4 days, that south wind been blowing off that bank I was fishing on, so the water was actually good.
Yeah.
Even though it was kind of rough in there and everything else. It was all fishable, but, dude, everything was dead. There was no mullet. There was like, man, I'm just stopping and fishing. I'm like, this sucks. This ain't no good. But it'll change. I guess what that pretty good front's coming, what, Thursday?
Man, I guess. Well, Thursday's today. You mean next Thursday?
Next Thursday. I think next Thursday.
Let me check this again.
I looked at it on buoy weather, and I think that's it. See if you got the same thing.
Yeah, next. Well, they're showing a wind switch, a cold front on Wednesday next week, northwest
okay,
at 15.
There and we go.
Thursday, you'll have a low of 55 to 69 and 49 to 71 on Friday, 53 to 75 on Saturday. So, yeah, that's a real front right there.
Yeah, that's a real. They'll dump them tides. But, you know, like you said, the water's so warm that, you know, none of the water in the marshes is really clear. You know, the tide's been so high. So when it comes out of all these marsh drains and all these bios and all this stuff, it's not very good water.
No, it's dingy. You know, it's stained and kind of ugly.
If they were thick, you could catch them. But, man, I tried a couple times, but, man, you're drifting it like Mach 5. The wind was wrong. Usually, and in bios, you know, you want the wind at your back and the current coming at your face.
If
you're having to go the same way with the current and the wind. Hey, we drifted this one spot, and I said, I can't even reel fast enough to catch anything. I guarantee you my lure's sitting on the bottom. This is stupid. Let's go.
You know, this time of year, though, we're used to those outgoing tides and fishing those drains and that water, you know, being clean and clear coming out of there, even more than the bay water, you know, coming
exactly,
out of the marsh.
Buddy.
You know, the water's colder.
Exactly. But it was, I mean, all of them, I checked several. And they were all nasty. It was, but the tide was like, I guess it was Monday or Tuesday morning. It was like kind of tropical all the way up on my concrete at my house.
Yeah, it was up. It was up. Well, we'll be crying because there ain't enough water come about December, January. Be like that.
Tide should be going out right now anyway.
Yeah, I think the low is 132. Yeah, so it ought to start eking out here in a little bit. Be out going all morning.
You know, you and I, this time of year, we always like, this time of year anyway, we always kind of like the outgoing a little bit better.
I always have, you know, especially up my way.
3%. So. We'll see. I think this deal I got going, I think it's good. I think it's good.
Well, but hopefully it is.
But all these places we're fishing, Mickey, is all little spots, though, man. Me and Hillman was talking about that yesterday. Man, if you just try to get on a flat or a reef or drift or something, you just don't get many bites. You got to get somewhere that condenses and fish down.
Yeah.
Even like them fish I caught the last 2 days, if you spread them fish out and put them all over everywhere, it probably wouldn't be that good.
No, probably not. Well, them days of pulling up on Dow's or Beasley's or Fisher's or, you know, Hannah's or wherever and turning her sideways and cutting the key off and just making long drifts, catching them the whole way, I hadn't seen that in a long time.
No, I heard you talking about them white pelicans. Remember we get that one year we got back there and it was so cold?
Oh, man.
You stop on one pelican, buddy, you ain't got enough mirrors. You better go to the store and buy you some more of them.
You better have the big Umco tackle box in the floor of the boat. Remember that?
You ain't kidding, buddy.
Umco, whatever you call it.
Umco, remember that one yet? Hey, but, man, remember that? that time frame you were talking about, man, we was crushing them on the chicken and a number 11. Those two right there, yeah. If you didn't have a bunch of them, you were in trouble.
I don't know what it is about that old Woody, but that 11, but in clear, clean water, they can't resist it.
Remember that one day me and you went fishing just by ourselves, me and you? We hadn't done it in a long time. And man, you put it on me with that 11, and I stuck with that chicken. And, man, you had me drilled. I said,
over by the river mouth that day. And then you switched over to the Texas chicken about midday and went to killing me on it.
Well, me and you probably caught 60, 70 fish. That was fun, man.
I remember Robbie calling you going, man, what are y'all doing out there? He was... The pressure was on. They were watching us tuna boat those fish, man.
We was absolutely sculling them, man. But the Mariler bite, man, when they getting on the Mariler. But see, we don't have no good clear water right now. You know, now in the wintertime, I caught a lot of fish on Marilers last year.
Yeah,
but now
it will. It'll come around. We just need some weather, man. Got to have it.
Yeah, it'll get better.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw out that number. Somebody wants to live the dream and go to the bottom and all, just one drift. Get them all.
Yeah, we can do it all, man. All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
Come on, man. All right, buddy. James, you have a good day. Good talking to you. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, that's Captain James Flogg down in G-Town. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles, all their regulators, diffusers. They even refill your bottles right there at the store. For more info, call Jason Cogburn, 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised there at Boyd's. Check out their big 9-12s, the 15-18s, whatever count you're looking for. They have great price and great availability. And their Cajun Grill next door, they put out some really good food there, too. So give them a call at 409-945-4001, or you can check them out on the web at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 540 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town, check in with Captain Michael Marquez. Sharky, good morning. How are you? What's up?
What's up, buddy? Good morning, man.
Hey, man, good morning to you.
Getting her kicked off this morning, brother.
All right.
Getting her primed up and ready to start today. Oh, man, what you doing, brother?
Oh, just hanging out.
Yeah. Yep.
Making another day.
Talk about the weather, I'm sure. Maybe talk a little bit about the hurricane deal, late November hurricane action.
Yeah, that's something we're not used to, too much around here. You know, November cane.
November cane, man. You got that cold and hot air mixed, and that's a nasty. That could get nasty real quick.
Yeah, last thing I heard was, it was just going to kind of pull up stationary out there and just dissipate. That'd be nice.
Boy, that would be nice. That would be nice, man. I you know, we got those wind apps and windy apps and all that. And gosh, man, it looks like a pretty looks like going to be pretty gnarly on like Sunday. But yeah, it's sitting right there, kind of in the middle of the, you know, lower, but just kind of takes up the. Look like it takes up the whole Gulf, man. It's pretty crazy. Man, that windy app,
you know, the mountains in Cuba kind of ate it up a little bit. Boy, it hit like a category 2 or 3 there, and just.
Oh gosh, yeah. I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was that big.
But I heard so. We shall see.
Ew.
We shall see.
That ain't no good. Well, hopefully we'll be fishing this weekend and can barely feel any remnants of it. That would be ideal.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for you guys that like to get offshore this time of year. You know, you just the windows have tightened up. There's not many right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I seen a Facebook post last night. I don't know if there's any validity to it or comes from a pretty reliable source.
It's got to be true, huh?
Well, you're right about 80%. Yeah, you know,
got to be true.
What they say, it's 100% true 60% of the time.
Yeah.
Oh man, but anyway, a local charter put out, and they're pretty invested in like the Gulf Council and going to all the meetings and stuff. But they put out that get ready because snapper season is going to get opened back up sometime, I guess, in November. And, you know,
really?
It might be. Yeah. And story goes that because of the hurricanes and stuff, we only caught like 70% of the snapper quota.
Right. The quota. Oh, mm-hmm. That's good.
So, I mean, but look, I don't know. You know, I don't know, but I'll just say this.
Well, if it does nice open, that would be true. Awesome. That would be awesome. If you, anybody
that's what
get
I'm
a
saying.
Winner to get out there, you know, go do it. So, cool.
That's right. I seen a picture of somebody holding up a snapper, you know, as their post. I said, daggum, who's out there snapper fishing? And, man, I read it. I was like, oh, my gosh, that would be incredible. So, we're trying not to get our hopes super high until they announce, you know, something. But anyway, it sounds good. It sounds real good.
Now, one thing you're not seeing right now is any flounders in somebody's cooler. They're in trouble.
Yeah. And if you are, they might be going to jail, you know.
Yeah, they in trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm fishing today, this afternoon. I've got a couple meetings this morning up at Bayside, and I am going to be out on the water this afternoon, so I'm excited to kind of get back out there. Man, we've been doing a lot more on the event side and a lot of prep and, you know, a lot of tours, which is fantastic, showing people the place and talking about corporate stuff and all kinds of good stuff, you know. But I'm looking forward to going fishing, brother. Today I get to go fishing.
Good.
That's the best part of my job.
Yes, sir.
That's the best part of my job.
It's the easiest part.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, man. I get asked all the time, you know, like, man, does this get tired or old? Or I say, man, when I get on that boat and I'm fishing, man. Nothing else matters. That's fun. I'm having a good time. But it's everything else that's the real work of it, you know. But, shoot,
that's
we're
why a
fishing,
lot of folks do it.
That's it. You got to have something to look forward to.
Everybody needs an escape.
That's right. It's a good one, brother.
Something to look
it's
forward to.
It's a dang good one.
Yes.
So we'll see what we can get boat up on out there today. But, man, it looks like we're going to get out there and smash some fish, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, the winds are down this morning. They were calling for more wind than this, but we're not getting it.
Shoot, I driving down the seawall yesterday, man, that water all the way up to the beachfront. There were some good swells in there, but, you know, it looked like a couple hundred yards out. It looked like it flattened out real good, but that water color was beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
it was nice. It looked nice and green.
Yeah, that east wind keeps the water green. Yeah, so, like Tuesday was a good surfing day.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. There were some big swells. I mean, there were some big rollers out here.
Pumped up, and then you get that offshore wind blowing against it. Surfers were licking their chops.
Yeah, buddy. I'm looking at
Stand them up.
There you go. That's one thing I got into for a very, very short time. That was it.
Boy, back in the day, that's all we lived for.
Man, that's awesome. Gosh, it does look nice today, man. It looks like...
It does.
It looks real nice today. I'm looking at all the wind and, you know, super light winds, man. It's going to be, you know, I say like 10, you know. 10's light for a 6, 7, you know. That's light for us.
All right, buddy. Good. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get down there to G-Town and hook up with you guys, give them some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And then check us out at Bayside Event Center, man. We'd love to have you guys, from corporate gatherings to weddings to you name it. Come on down and we can accommodate. We can accommodate you guys. So, heck yeah. Have a blessed rest of your week, brother. And I'll have a good update for you on Saturday on what we're catching.
You got it, buddy. I'll check in with you then. See you, man. Thank you.
All right, stud. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Later, brother. All right. Now let's go up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with Randy Dearman and see what he's up to. Good morning, Randy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Captain Mick. Going to be a beautiful day, huh?
It's looking that way. Not bad.
Yeah. More than a few days when that wind blew so hard, but it's been nice the last couple of days.
Yes.
I've been bass fishing. I ain't crappie fishing the last few days, but I got old Ray Elliott, his baby coming up. We're going to go chase the bass again this morning.
Well, good. You doing any good on them?
Catching numbers, not many big ones, you know. I mean, we'll have one 5 or 6 pounder, you know, every day. The rest of them just pound after 3 pounds, but when you're catching, you know, numbers, it's fun.
Oh, that's fun, man. That's fun.
Yep. That's what it's all about, getting that pole bent.
What are you throwing at them?
I got a little old pocket in the back end of a creek. It's loaded up with shad.
Yeah.
And we're catching them on, believe it or not, a little quarter-ounce rattle trap. That's what they bit better yesterday, better than anything. Before, I was catching them in there, just throwing a Senko or, you know, a lizard or something with a little old bitty 16th ounce weight on it. It's real shallow, you know, just shallow. And them fish in that shallow water, they run and jump, you know, put on a show for you. So.
Who was that? Orlando Wilson on his show? He goes, "Look at that sucker jump!"
Oh yeah,
I remember them days.
Yeah, but we got a few days left before I head south. So somebody wants to come catch some crappie or bass. Hey,
well, and when are you going down after Thanksgiving?
I go Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's when you leave, man. You'll be out of pocket for a while.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to stay the whole tour this time. I think I'm going to come in and out, you know, stay 4 or 5 days down there and come back for a day or two. I had a big old giant line on camera.
Oh, really?
A couple of days ago.
Oh, I'd make a good trophy.
I mean, he's a big one. Yeah, I've killed four of them, but... this one looks like he's, I don't know. I mean, I showed pictures to people, and I know the thing will weigh in excess of 200 pounds.
Oh, man, that is a big boy.
It is.
Big old Tom?
Yeah. Has to be. I mean, he's all muscled up. And,
oh, yeah. He'd take a deer down in a heartbeat.
Yep.
He's living good.
But... You know, them things just come through.
You know, these big bucks, they'll stand their ground with something like that and stand and fight. Yeah. They get, you know, a doe will run.
Yeah, they get run down after the rut. And them does, they're usually in a little group of them, so they got a lot of eyes to watch. And look, he's a little braver. He'll try and hold his ground a little more.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, Randy. Well, good luck again today. Go catch him up again. If somebody wants to get with you before you get out of here, give him a number so they can get a hold of you, man.
936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Randy. Good talking to you. Thanks for the update. See you, man. All right. That's Randy Dearman at the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.